Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, with an updated flight experience called Alaska Beyond, including curated entertainment, Northwest cuisine, and power at each seat. More at alaskaair.com.
In Northwest News from KPLU, maybe the brochure said cozy when it meant small, or the website advertised ocean views, but you missed the fine print reading just two blocks away. This week on Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco about how sometimes even our best vacation planning comes with some surprises.
Matthew Brumley, I think a lot of people have a travel experience where maybe they looked something up online or they even got a brochure where you're planning a vacation and you get there and you think, this is not what I signed up for.
Ed, I've got so many stories, but one of my favorite is ending up in Palermo, Sicily, you know, doing my research, looking on TripAdvisor, how is this place? Everyone loves it. And the lady tells me, the room that we have you in has short ceilings. And that's okay because I'm not a tall guy, right? Uh-huh. I get there, and this little old lady in a floral dress leads me up these winding stairs to the very, very top of this old mansion in the heart of Palermo. And I get up to the top, and there's this little door that is about 3 feet high. That's it.
It's like a hatch, really.
It's a hatch. And sure enough, she opens up the door, leads me to the room, and the ceilings were about 5.5 feet tall. And they had cut down the chairs and the legs of the bed to the point where it looked like a normal room as you stood in there. As you entered into the room, it looked all normal, but in fact, it wasn't. So that's just one example. And yet the place was ranked very highly on TripAdvisor. What you really want to pay attention to here is it a pension, a family-run small establishment, or is it a B&B, or is it a hotel?
So because if it's a family-run small establishment and it has great ratings, but you're expecting a five-star resort because you're not reading the review carefully enough,
right,
you could be disappointed, even though there's really nothing wrong with the place.
Exactly. So a lot of people will book, they'll look at a place like TripAdvisor, and they literally will just want to stay in the number one place. And they are not paying attention to whether or not that number one place is a youth hostel, or is it a grand hotel on the beach, a resort, or just a simple B&B?
Nowadays, we don't have to rely on experts to review places. We can go online and all do it ourselves. Services like Yelp come to mind, where people get online and write reviews. Sometimes we can do that in a knee-jerk fashion, and that has real impacts on the businesses.
Oh, you can destroy a business, a small family-run hotel, by writing a couple bad reviews. And it's not really fair to them, because a lot of times they have not publicized that they have a swimming pool, that they have air conditioning, or they even have Wi-Fi. But the person that has actually booked themselves into that small family-run hotel, they haven't done their research.
So if I get there and, you know, I've booked something, I show up, it's not what I wanted, what's the best way for me to get what I wanted?
Well, I would just have a thoughtful, heartfelt conversation with the owners and just say, you know, look, I think that perhaps I made a mistake. I thought that there'd be a swimming pool. I thought that there'd be air conditioning. I'm sorry, I didn't read the small print. Is it okay if you're full right now? Can you sell this to another person? That's what I would try to do. See if they would be open to trying to sell it to someone else. Most hotel owners would much prefer to negotiate with you than receive a bad review, a nasty bad review, which will be publicized to the general public and really hurt their business.
So do your research and don't be a jerk.
You got it, Ed.
All right. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He joins us every Thursday to talk about travel, in this case, expectations met or otherwise. You can learn more on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.